Welcome to a special anniversary edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We began broadcasting on KISL-FM on July 23rd, 2000, so tonight, in celebration of our second anniversary, we're going to play two songs. Actually, we'll play more than two songs, but they'll all have two in the title, and we're going to begin with Waring's Pennsylvanians and A Picnic for Two.
Bad friends, better think twice. You'll spend some lonesome weekends before you make your mind up. Stop and count right up to 10. Maybe if we wind up, you'll be bragging that you knew me when. Better think twice before you walk off my lot. Take my advice, at least you know what you've got. So don't tear up my snapshots, you'll be sorry if you do. Better think twice, don't say we're through.
The first of a whole show full of two songs to celebrate Rapidly Rotating Records' second anniversary on KISL-FM. We began with Fred Waring's Pennsylvanians on May 13, 1932, and A Picnic for Two, with the vocal by Nelson Keller, Claire Hanlon, and brother Tom Waring. Then, from May of 1934, it was Carroll Gibbons and his Savoy Hotel Orpheans and Better Think Twice. Harry Bentley was the vocalist on that one. And we just heard Irving Berlin's Together We Two, Bert Furman and the Rhythmic Eight. Maurice Elwin was the vocalist on that March 8, 1928 recording. Maurice Elwin was one of more than 60 pseudonyms for Norman MacPhail Blair. My name is Glenn Robison, and I have no pseudonyms, and the name of the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL 88.7 FM Avalon, and on demand 24/7 on RadioFreeWorld.com. Continuing this second anniversary show, here's the King of Hachamacacha.
But it ain't got a thing on the two trumpet tune. Oh, what do you think of that?
Skilling about the money way.
This is a form of adoration.
Eeny, meeny, meeny, woe.
I'm simply lost with admiration. There's a swing that will cling to the end of your days, and you fall for the call of this new kind of craze. That is the two trumpet tune.
Well, generally we play records from the 1920s and 30s, but that one was from July 5th, 1916. Conway's Band and Two Key Rag, the only known composition of Joe Hollander. Patrick Conway was born in Troy, New York in 1865. He was a band music instructor at Cornell University and became director of the Ithaca Band in 1895. In 1908, he renamed the Ithaca Band to Patrick Conway and his band, which was always credited as Conway's Band on Victor Records. Conway's band toured extensively and recorded a wide variety of music for Victor from 1912 to 1918. For a number of seasons, the band played at Young's Million Dollar Steel Pier in Atlantic City, and in 1915 it played a 10-week engagement at the Panama Pacific Exposition in San Francisco. In 1919, the band began recording for companies other than Victor, including Star Jeanette, Pathé, Paramount, Edison, and Otto Heinemann. In 1924, Conway founded the Conway Military Band School in Ithaca. Patrick Conway died in 1929. Conway's band was preceded by the Ray Noble Orchestra with Al Boley and We Two from March 24, 1931. And we began that trio of two songs with The King of Hachimakacha, Harry Roy, and Two Trumpet Toot, written by Jerome Kern. The two trumpets were tooted by Burt Wilton and Tommy Porter, and the vocal on that February 26, 1935 recording was by Bill Curry. And where else are you going to hear The King of Hachimakacha other than right here on Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison? Have a request? Have a comment about the show? You can send either, or both for that matter, by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. We're celebrating 2 years on the air on KISL FM 88.7 in Avalon by playing a whole show of songs with two in the title. So here's Chester Layton and his Sophomores.
When they stare, man beware. She tells little white lies with two little blue little eyes. Thank you.
come and meet those dancing feet on the avenue I'm taking you to, 42nd Street. Hear the beat of dancing feet. It's the song I love, the melody of 42nd Street. Little nifties from the 50s, innocent and sweet. Sexy ladies from the 80s who are indiscreet. They're side by side, they're glorified by the underworld, can be the elite, 42nd Street.
Celebrating 2 years on the air on KISL-FM, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison. We began that set of two songs with Chester Layton and his orchestra and Two Little Blue Little Eyes from May 21, 1931. Chester Layton was a pseudonym for Ben Selvin, but widely used on Columbia labels in the 1930s and was also used for Ed Kirkaby's orchestra, Fred Rich, and Harry Reaser. Chester Layton was also a pseudonym for several band vocalists on early 30s Columbia and OK records, including Ben Alley, Smith Ballou, and Dick Robertson. After Chester Layton, we heard the Varsity Eight, a pseudonym for the California Ramblers, and T for Two from a Cameo 78 recorded October 29, 1924. And we just heard Don Bester and his orchestra with Dud Meekum performing vocally on 42nd Street from March of 1933. 42nd Street was written by, of course, Al Dubin and Harry Warren. Don Bester was born September 23, 1889, in Langford, South Dakota. He learned piano at age 16 and began touring the vaudeville circuit. In 1921, he formed his own dance band and in the early 20s began playing with the Benson Orchestra of Chicago and soon took over as leader and signed the band with Victor Records. He led his own band throughout much of the 1930s and recorded for Brunswick. Starting in 1934, the Don Bester Orchestra was featured on the Jack Benny program, and it was the Don Bester Orchestra which backed Shirley Temple on Animal Crackers in My Soup in the movie Curly Top in 1935. Don Bester died on January 13, 1970. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Say, have I told you we're celebrating 2 years on the air on KISL here in Avalon by playing two songs? Actually, about 15 songs, but all with two in the title. And here are three more of them.
do your stuff. Why, I can't get there fast enough. Take me to that train from way out west. Why, I'm just jumping in my shoes, 'cause there ain't no time to lose. Got a date, 1:58, with the one that I love best. My cutie's due at 2:22. She's coming through on a big choo-choo. She's been away 4 months, but I haven't cheated once. Stayed home nights, didn't dance, wasn't taking any chance. Didn't flirt, and though it hurt, just couldn't do my cutie dirt. My days were blue and my nights were black, but I just knew that she'd come back. For I love her and she loves me, and say, don't think there ain't no Santa Claus. I know darn well there is, because my cutie's due at 2:22 today.
Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon. I'm Glenn Robison, and we just heard The Range Riders and 5 Foot Two, Eyes of Blue, written by Ray Henderson, Sam M. Lewis, and Joseph Young. That record was recorded in Hot Springs, Arkansas, not exactly a hotbed of recording activity, but the American Record Corporation did send a field recording unit there, and 5 Foot Two was made on the first day of their expedition, March 1, 1937. Nothing's known about the musicians in the group, but the vocalist was Little Willie, who may have been Bill Barnes, composer of the Range Riders' Stomp. Before 5 Foot Two, we heard Ted Weems and his orchestra on July 19th, 1926, and My Cutie's Due at 2:22 Today, written by Albert von Tilzer and Leo Robin. The vocalist was, that's right, Parker Gibbs. And we began that trio of two songs with Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra in 1924, and Tea for Two. Here to wrap up this special second anniversary edition of Rapidly Rotating Records are three more two songs, beginning with the Mound City Blue Blowers.
To the carefree and gay once again. No longer slinking, respectably drinking like civilized ladies and men. No longer need we miss a charming scene like this. In some secluded one that overlooks the avenue, with someone sharing a delightful chat of this and that and cocktails for two, as we enjoy a cigarette some exquisite chansonette to have. chance us you'll too slyly meet beneath a serviette with cocktails for two. My head may go reeling, but my heart will be obedient with intoxicating kisses as the principal ingredient. Most any afternoon at five, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete her plan that all began with cocktails for two. Most any afternoon we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete her plan that all began with cocktails for two. Oh, what delight to be given the right to pick every young gay once again.
One, two, button your shoe, put on your coat and hat. I play a game like that while I'm waiting for you. Three, four, open the door. Hurry for heaven's sake, I count each step you take while I'm waiting for you. Five, six, my heart does tricks, I picture all your charms. Seven, eight, you're at the gate, you walk into my arms. Nine, ten, kiss me again, tell me you get a thrill, just as I hope you will while I'm waiting for you. I found a use for Mother Goose that well deserves my praise. It's been such a consolation when you start your tardy ways. When we've a date, I'm never late, you're never quite on time. So I made a variation on an old familiar rhyme. Coat and hat, I play a game like that while I'm waiting for you. Three and four, open the door, hurry for heaven's sake, I count each step you take while I'm waiting for you. Five, six, my heart does tricks as I picture all your charms. Seven, eight, you're at the gate and you walk into my arms. Nine, then ten, kiss me again, tell me you get a thrill, just as I hope you will while I'm waiting for you. One, two, three, four, five, six, my heart does tricks. Seven, eight, nine, ten, Hurry for heaven's sake, I'm waiting for you.
Les Allen and 1-2 Button Your Shoe from 1937. Les Allen was born in London in 1902 but grew up in Canada. He returned to England in 1924 as saxophonist and co-leader of the New Prince's Toronto Band. He made hundreds of records as vocalist with Henry Hall's BBC Dance Orchestra from 1932 to 34, and with his own groups, the Melody Four and the Canadian Bachelors, as well as other bands. Les Allen moved back to Canada in 1948 and died in 1996. Before Les Allen, it was Carl Brisson and Cocktails for Two, which he introduced in the picture Hollywood Vanities in 1934. Carl Brisson was born Carl Peterson in Copenhagen on Christmas Eve, 1893. He began his entertainment career in nightclubs in Copenhagen in 1916 after winning Central Europe's amateur middleweight boxing championship the previous year. He appeared on the London stage in 1923 and then on film, including the Hitchcock Silence the Ring in 1928 and The Manx Man in 1929. In the late 1930s, he was on radio and making nightclub appearances. Carl Brisson was the father of Frederick Brisson, the theatrical producer husband of Rosalind Russell. And we started off that trio of two songs with Red McKenzie and the Mound City Blue Blowers and Deep Second Street Blues from December 10th, 1924. Guess what? We've got time for one more.
You know that I've got certain plans for a place that you'll need pots and pans for. Takes two to make a bargain. What's the answer, baby? What do girls wear veils for? And what do men wear suits with tails for? Takes two to make a bargain. What's the verdict, baby? Sign on that dotted line. If as the party of the first heart and the party of the second heart, you'll agree to be mine, with Cupid as our pilot, say I would like to middle eyelid. Takes two to make a bargain. Come on, let's make vows about it. How's about it, baby? Bride and groom for, I'd like to know, what's a lovely honeymoon for? Takes two to see Niagara, catch a parson, baby. What's a night in June for? And what do I sing love and bloom for? Takes two to handle a duet, give me the verdict, baby. Sign on that dotted line. If as the party of the first heart and the party of the second heart, you'll agree to be mine. Oh, I would like a junior. I'd bring him up to be a crooner. Takes two to make a bargain. Come on, let's make vows about it. How's about it? Just takes two to make a bargain.
That's Bing, backed by the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra on August 14, 1935, and Takes Two to Make a Bargain, written by Mack Gordon and Harry Revel. Takes Two to Make a Bargain is from Two for Tonight, in which Bing plays Gilbert Gordon, a playwright who is required to complete a musical comedy in just 7 days. It takes two to make a bargain, and tell you what, I'll be here next week, if you will. That's Sunday evenings at 6 here on KISL-FM 88.7 for Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.